This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Pep, obviously, you know, very strong finish and Luton tired, but they really made you work hard for an hour or so. Did it feel quite a tough game until that last 25 minutes?
Yeah, really hard. Yeah, really. And the second goal was, I would say not tight, because we played really good. We had a lot of chances in the first half. We missed something in the finishing, but we could create a lot. Didn't concede, but how many times I've seen in world football a team that's better, and at the end don't win the game? Many times, and always 1-0. After second and third was okay, we concede the third one unnecessary, but it's football, it's happened. But in general, the performance, considering Madrid and Madrid between the games, the guys perform like we are. So we are close to qualify the Champions League. The people say, okay, Pep, what do you say? No, you have to qualify for the Champions League. And with the feat with Tottenham today, we are closer, because for the stability, for many reasons, all the clubs knows how important it is. It's the, I would say, the biggest target every season, qualify for the Champions next season. We are closer today. And a part of that, yeah, today we'll sleep top of the league. We'll see tomorrow. And yeah, 6 games left. We know what we have to do.
Sam?
Hi, Pep. Obviously, he's scored a couple of good goals in the last two games, Josko Guardiol, but he's played very well overall too. How do you think he's played overall this season, his adaptation?
Improve a lot. He arrived, not in some period, was confused. He lost a lot of balls. When he had the ball, every time he lost the ball, when I make an exceptional thing, so we talked together, I said, defender has to be the most easy, simple things. You have to demand the creativity for Doku, for example, today, for the people up front, but the defender had to pay the simple things. He got incredible, the message, since then, play really, really good. Defensively, he's strong, can play in the middle, more back. And have, it's difficult to find his left footer, and find the left footer they don't use much well, the right one. And he's really good with the right. He used more comfort the right than the left. And yeah, he scored a good goal in Madrid today, again, in the first half, have another chance. And it's another threat we have in the final third. So he received position, central position. When the wingers gum two or three players to make two against one, three against one against Doku or Jack or wherever, he's free and close to the goal, have an incredible talent. So I encourage him to try it again and again.
When did you have that conversation with him?
1 year ago. Month ago, I don't remember exactly.
Neil, please.
Pep, it may only be for 24 hours, but psychologically, you being on top there overnight, I think it's the first time since November. Do you think that can make a difference in the mind of your opponent?
No, I don't think so. It will be different when we will be there in the same game. So I don't consider this kind of situations. But I had the feeling that they know that they want to be there. Arsenal, Liverpool, they know they want to be there. Otherwise, we're going to drop. So when we played away in Crystal Palace before Madrid, 4 goals, and played really good, especially in the second half. Today, 5 more. They know how difficult is Luton. The fact that we have Erling there, they adapt the man marking, where normally they use man marking all the time, and they adapt in the in a deep position, 5-4-1, so deep. It's got Erling is there, and yeah, we did really well, and so I think we played the game where we should play.
Jeremy,
hi Pepper. Ahead of Real on Wednesday, are you sort of delighted with how your team's playing? You mentioned the goals you're scoring. Erling Lincoln with Kevin today, for example. Are you delighted with the form?
Yeah. We spoke with the players that how incredible it is to be here again. Before the game, we spoke, guys, we have to admit it, so what a privilege. After we have done the previous season, still fighting for the Premier League, 1 point behind, 20, now 80 points, 21 points left. And Wednesday, we're going to play against Real Madrid, you know, chance to qualify for the semi-final. With all the energy our fans will bring, all the best positive moods they will bring to us to be here. And FA Cup next Saturday against Chelsea to reach again semi-final, final FA Cup. So what a privilege to live here. To imagine to be no chance for Premier League or no chance for the other competition. So try to extend one more week and one more week and one more week. You know, go there, one more week. And in Premier League, we have one more week. We have a chance because they know we drop points, no chance. They will not do it. If today, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow against Arsenal and Liverpool, but no win today, they won. They will win, 100%. The only way we can do is win our games, put pressure, and they make them feel that Luton is difficult. Okay, we score 5 goals. So this is the only message we can do. Our game, the 6 left, and after, if you are not able, congratulate them, but we have done our job. It's what we have to do.
Fred?
Pep, you could rest some players, but Stones wasn't there. Is he a doubt?
Have some problems, some niggles. He's fine.
It's fine.
But he's not injured, but he didn't feel comfortable and we didn't take risk. And that's all. And Nathan and Kyle want to be in the bench. Okay, go in the bench.
Was Rodri happy to rest a bit?
Absolutely. He's going to rest on Wednesday as well. You believe me? Tell me.
As Fred said, obviously you were able to make quite a lot of changes today. Are there any of the players that perhaps haven't played as much that have given you a little bit of thought before the running on Wednesday? Or
they don't need to prove me anything. I know them quite well. I see them every single game, and I rely on them unbelievable. So I like to give minutes to Sergio because he's a lovely guy. And look, the impact from Oscar Bob, in a few minutes, the impact. He moved in the right positions and created a lot of chances. The game from Kevin, the game from Jeremy, the impact for one against one, aggressive, the intersectional goal has scored. Always tried and proved it, create the penalty, create the many things. So all of them, Mateus, the runners and the dynamic that he has. Kovacic playing a position, center position we spoke before, so you can do it there. So it's an experience. So I didn't have any doubts. How still we run in every department, the last action, the transition, 6 players backward. So the team is alive. So, and we are, guys, it's difficult next one, yes, or Real Madrid. But in the same time, it's okay. Let's try it. Let's go to do it. What we have with our people together, whatever happens, because the people know that we give everything. There is no 1 minute that we're going to do what we have to do. To be a humble team, to be a solidarity team, to try to attack them with, we believe we can do it with all our desire to do it. And I wonder, Etihad full, no one sits empty. I would say never is empty since many years, but you know, go there and let them feel just that we want to try it again. We want to get semifinals. This is what we want to feel for our crowd and ourselves for the minute one until the end.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.